Okay, today's daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We are on the top line of Kuf Yud Gimel. Umayshna. So we were explaining yesterday that there's a difference between a katana can be married off by her mother and her brothers as a din derabanan, and a chareshes can also be married on a derabanan level. And we said there are a few differences. A katana can do miyan, and a chareshes cannot do miyan. Another difference is, more differences. Umayshna, my kishna katana, the achla betruma. How come a katana can eat truma? If she's married to a kohen, umayshna chareshes delo achli b'truma. And why can't a chareshes eat truma? Now, ditnan. About how do we even know that's even true? Ditnan. Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada ala chareshes. Let's say have a chareshes. Sheisia avia, that her father married her off. She yotze beget. She goes out with a get. Why does she go out with a get? Because it was a deraisa marriage. If the father married her off and it's a deraisa, she's a katana also. In addition to being that, she also a katana. So if the father married her off, she can go out with a get. And if not, and if she's an adult, she can also go out with a get. Either way, she goes out with a get. Via katana bas Yisrael, but a katana who's a regular Jew, shenisa yisla kohen, who's married to a kohen, shochelas petruma. Right? She can eat truma. V'ilu, but chareshes lo achla. Doesn't say a word by chareshes. Doesn't say a word. So obviously she can't. Why not? So it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Gzeira, shemu yachil chelesh cheresh b'chareshes. Maybe it's a gzeira. If we allow a regular man to give his wife a chareshes truma, maybe a cheresh will give his wife truma. A cheresh will give his wife a chareshes truma. So what's wrong with that? It's a v'lechel. Let him do that. Katan, sh'ochel nevelosu. It's a katan, eating not kosher, who the Gemara assumes now, that's tomorrow's daf. You have no right, you have no obligation to stop that. She's like not a bat mitzvah. Even if she's 50, she's not a bat, she has no daf. So you don't have to stop that. It's a big tomorrow's daf. Is it you? What about a father? Is the father different from some other guy in shul? Is Bez Din different? All these things are tomorrow. But the point is, that's what Gemara assumes now. So she's eating truma, big deal. So the Gemara says, well, Gzeira.
This is talking about a husband.
Yes.
Right?
So she's eating, she opens a fridge.
She's allowed to eat by her father?
No. She's eating Yisrael.
She,
yeah, of course.
And she's allowed.
Absolutely. But now she's married to a kohen, but it's not really a marriage.
No.
So she'll open the fridge and she'll start eating.
That makes things very, very complicated.
Very, very, great, crazy.
Hence why they allow a button in everybody.
Right. It's very complicated.
Right.
So the Gemara says, let her eat. What do you care? She'll open the fridge, she'll make a sandwich for herself. What do you care? Well, gzeira, shemayachal cheresh bipikachas. Maybe a cheresh will be married to upikachas. And he'll also, it's also durban on marriage, because a cheresh has no das, and he'll give her truma then. So the Gemara says, "V'cheresh b'kachas not alechal truma d'rabbanan." So why can't he eat truma d'rabbanan? The marriage is d'rabbanan. She can eat truma d'rabbanan. The Gemara says, "You're right. Gzeira dilma d'asli la'ochla truma d'raisa. Maybe she'll come to eat truma d'raisa. There's no hetta for that. So because of all these gzeiras, a cheresh cannot eat truma. And a cotton, there's no reason to make these gzeiras. And therefore she can't. A katana.
And they don't force
them to follow.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation.
Maybe they
would strongly recommend a kohen not to get involved in these kinds of marriage. Because
exactly.
It's a crazy situation.
It's going to happen.
How would that follow? That she, the case where she's not allowed to eat truma d'oraisa. She'll never get to a marriage d'oraisa.
Exactly.
So,
But the husband's allowed. The husband's allowed to. So imagine that. They're sitting at the same Shabbos table. That you can't touch. That you can't eat. That's it. Very hard to watch that. There's a very good chance she'll be over that. So because of that, she can't eat truma at all. What could she eat? Things that are not truma. Meat. Right? Eggs. Things that are not truma. But she can't have bread because maybe it's true. She can't watch it. It's a crazy marriage.
Right.
Now, umayishna katana, the isla ksuva. Umayishna chareshes, the less laksuva. How come a katana gets a ksuva and a chareshes doesn't get a ksuva? Who said a katana gets and who said a chareshes doesn't get? We'll see that in a second. But the Gemara now says a katana married to a rabbanon. It didn't work out. Or he died. the girl, the little girl, gets a ksuva. But a chareset does not get a ksuva. Why not? First of all, the imkain, because if you're going to give, if you're going to, then mimimne v'lo naspila. No one's going to want to marry her. No one's going to want to marry her, doing her a favor to begin with. She's such a handicapped person. And I got to pay for this? I'm not doing it. Although we'll see in the Gemara in a minute what Rava came up with, one of the Amorim came up with. Anyway, for Katana Manolan to Isla Ksuva, how do you know a Katana gets Ksuva? How do you know that? Ditnan, because you have a Mishnah that says these are strange people. Hamima Enes, if a woman does Miyun, or Hashnia, or you marry somebody usher to you Midrabanan, or Islandis, or an Islandis which is a Mekachtos, I would have known that, I never would have married her, she can't have children, right? Ain Lahem Ksuva, none of these women get a Ksuva. So if a girl does Miyun, and says, oh, by the way, I'm doing Miyun, and by the way, I want a Ksuva. Go drop at the lake, lady. Right? A woman, a shnia. You can't stay married to her. She's also derabanan. She doesn't get a ksuva. Islandess. Doesn't get a ksuva.
How does the cotton get a... The cotton, when she goes inside, the father's dead. The family marries her off into this guy.
And she stays married.
She stays married. When does she get the ksuva?
Let's say he dies.
When does she get a ksuva?
I don't know.
In general?
I don't know. I mean, when...
Now
or when she's an adult.
They
I don't know. No, they wrote the one before they married her.
Now, she's a cotton.
So? That's exactly what we're saying. The katana gets a ksuva. It might be a durabana. The whole ksuva is a durabana.
Exactly.
So, okay, so I'll have to give her a ksuva. Every girl gets a ksuva. Why is she different? She's not different.
Because she gets the only married, she gets married in a weird way.
Fine. So if she doesn't mean it, she doesn't get a ksuva. But what's wrong with... So it's a weird way. You're right.
You know what? So that means if she does mean, that means she's up at that one age...
Right.
That means the ksuva is not written until she becomes
a girl. But could be. I don't know. So I don't know the details of this. But the point is that katana gets a ksuva, whatever that means. Aval, how about this? Yotze beget. What about if you divorce a woman? Of course, it's a ksuva. U katana and a katana. Yeshla ksuva. They get ksuvas. A katana gets a ksuva. Umino chareshes minolam the lesser ksuva. How do you know a chareshes does not get a ksuva? How do you know that? Why not? We said because nobody will want to marry her then. Because it costs me. Also, forget it. Detanya, cheresh v'shota shenasu pikachos. If a cheresh or a shota, the man is a cheresh or a shota, marries a regular girl, afal pi shenis pikeach hacheresh, even if he becomes normal, v'nishtatva hashota, and he loses his insanity, goes away, he becomes a regular person, ein lehem alehem klum. They get nothing. Why? Why do they get nothing? Because the marriage was not... why do they get nothing? What was the reason for that? What? Right. Because at the time of the marriage, there was no das. A cheresh and a shota can't have das. Ratzu l'kaiman. But if he stays married to her, now I'm normal, and now I'll stay married to you, then yesh lahem ksuva. And they have a ksuva. Why? It's like a reaffirmation of the marriage. Right? We're starting over now. That's not our issue. Upikeach, this one. Upikeach, a regular man. Shenasa chareshes oshota, who marries a chareshes or oshota. Afilu kasavla mea mana kiksuva kayep. Afilu kasavla mea mana ksuva ksuvasa kayemeth. If he writes to her, I'll give you $1 million ksuva. Then he has to fulfill his words. Why? Mibnei shiratza lazak minachasa. He wants to flush his nechasin down the toilet. He wants to give her a ksuva, doesn't have to do it? He can do that. You want to take your money and ruin it? You can go right ahead and do that.
So don't call it ksuva.
The point is, he said it's a ksuva. The point is, he didn't have to do it. Yeah. He wants to go and shoot himself in the foot? Go right ahead. Right? Taima, the ratza, because he agreed to this. Hala ratza, if he didn't want to do it? Ainla. She doesn't get a ksuva. Right? She doesn't get a ksuva. Why not? Because she doesn't get one. Dim Cain, Mimni, Falo, Naspila. Nobody's going to want to marry her. Ihach, if so, Pikachas Lecheresh, Liskin Laksuva, Dim Cain, Mimni, Falo, Naspi. Then 1 second. Then when a Cheresh marries a regular girl, when a cheresh marries a regular girl, what did we say a minute ago? We said there was no ksuva. Why is there no ksuva? Because he doesn't have any das. Why don't we make a ksuva, right? Because otherwise, no one's going to want to marry him. Right? No one's going to want to marry him. So the Gemara says, we all know that's not a valid issue. Yotze Meshia Ish Rotz Elisa, Isha Rotz Elisa. More than a man wants to marry, a woman wants to marry. So she'll take a husband no matter what. Right? He's Cherish, I'll marry him. He's deformed, I don't care. Right? Because I want to be married. I don't get a tshuva? Okay, so I'll live with that. I'll deal. Right? At least I got married. Nothing changed, right?
Nothing. For women that I know.
Hahu Cherish, listen to this. There was a Cherish. David Bishvivusei of Malkio. He was in the net. He was a man, a cheresh, in the town of Malkio. So an aspa got married. It's a woman. V'kasav la'arba me'azuzi b'nechatzei. And he made him give her a ksuva of $400, whatever it is, 400 zuz. This Rav Malkio made the man write a ksuva for this woman. He didn't have to. He doesn't have any das. He made him do it. Listen to this. Amar Rava, man chakim Rav Malkio. How smart is he? The Gav Rabba. What a great man. The Ksava, he thought like this. Ilu Ratza, he's a handicapped man, right? He doesn't have, he's deaf. He can't communicate with the world. So Ilu Ratza, Shifcha L'Shamsho, Milo Zavinan Lay. If we had to hire a servant, a maid servant, to take care of his needs, wouldn't he pay this kind of money? And Kolshki and Hacha did the Ikatarti. He's got two. Number one, he's got a woman to take care of him. And number two, it's a wife. Right? So it's not worth some money? You pay up a little bit. Amar Ravchia. What?
Very practical.
Yeah. Amar Ravchia Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel. Eishes cheresh, ein chayavin alav asham talui. The wife of a cheresh, you don't have to bring an asham talui. Let's say you sleep with this woman bishogeg. You went to a hotel together, you thought it was your wife, and it turns out it's the wife of this cheresh. Now, an asham talui means, I'm not sure I did an avera. Now, is she an eishes ish? Or... If she's an Ashes ish, you have to bring an Ashram Talu. I wasn't sure, right? It was a mistake. I knew it on purpose. It was a total mistake. If she's not an Ashes ish, then there's no Avera. Rashi says, Ein Chayavan of Ashram Talu. It's the fourth wide line. You don't have to bring an Ashram Talu. Dinema, Suffake, Ashes Ishi, Suffake Hayabo Das, Suffake Ainbo, Vahave, Aleha, Ashram Talu. Is there all that a suffix? Did he have das? Did he marry her? Was she married? Is she not married? No one knows. Devadai ein lo shum kinyan min haTorah. They're not married. She was not an Ashish. She's not an Ashish ish. She goes home every night to this man, and they eat dinner together, and they go to the movies together, and they have a life together. It doesn't matter. They're not married. So if you, by mistake, have relations with her, it's not an Ashim Talu. It's not an Aveira. I'm not saying that you should do it, but it's not. You don't have to bring an Ashim Talu. Right? As a matter of fact, Lema Messiah, I have a support for this. Because the first mission in Trumas says like this, Chamisha lo yitrumu. Five people can't give Truma. V'im tarmu, ain't Trumas and Truma. And if they do, it's mamish nothing. What is that? Who are they? Ve'eluhin, here they are. Cherish on Devakatan. One of these people is a Cherish. It's mamish nothing. Why? He has no das. It doesn't count. V'atar b'she'en shalo. I don't know why the Mishnah has to go give you the other two cases, the Gemara. You give truma for someone else, I take off truma for you. Who asked me to do that? V'atarim she'en shalo, or v'over g'chavim shatarim shal Yisrael. A guy comes along, my maid comes along and takes off truma for me. It doesn't count, she's a guy. Afilu b'rishus Yisrael ain't truma some truma. Even if the Jew, even if I told the guy to do it, he can't make a shliach, a guy can't be a shliach. Now what do you see from here? So Rashi just points out, it's one line here, where it says, v'katani miha, Cheresh, ain truma so truma. A cheresh, the truma's not a truma. Umuteres lazar. And a zar can eat that. Because it has no kiddush at all. Now, if it's suffake, who? Truma. If it was a suffake, maybe it's good truma taka, maybe the guy can do it. Then what the Mishnah should have said was, yachzer v'yitro mi bayale. It should have said, we'll give it again. So, misafake, do it again, do the truma again. When does it do that? Not even a suffix. It's a 100% vaday. It's not even a suffix. Nothing to talk about. Okay? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe, right? But in other words, we started this Gemara, Shmuel made a statement. You don't have to bring an Ashim Taloi if you have relations with the wife of, quote, a wife, quote-unquote, of a cheresh. Then the Gemara said, yeah, you're right, because by a truma, the same story. So the Gemara says, no. Who, the Amar, Kirebi Elia Elazar? Right? It could be that we hold like a Belazar. What's this? What's going on? Okay, now it gets a little complicated. Let's look at the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but he explains it very well. Who the Amar Kribalazar? Kilomar. Neha, from the case of Truma, lo tisaye. It's not a proof. It's not a riot from the case of Truma. Why not? Digabe Truma svirule Shmuel Kribalazar. Because by Truma, Shmuel could hold like Kribalazar. Disafek who? No, it was a suffik. Rabbi Lazar is going to hold that truma given is this good suffik. Aye, so how come by the wife it's not a suffik? The only reason is it's a detail, a loophole, a quirk in Hilchas Ashem Toli. What's that? The Gabi Ishto by the wife, afak after suffik who, even though it is a suffik. Maybe they're married. Eino b'Ashem Toli. You still don't bring it Ashem Toli. Why not? The Gabi Ashem Toli ksiv, achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. If you made a mistake in one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, the karinon mitzvos, we read it as plural. Not one. You made a mistake in a mitzvah. You made a mistake in mitzvos. What does that mean? The mashma tre chadam itarti. You made a mistake one out of two. Meaning sheyesh heter v'iser lefanav. There's heter and iser in front of you. Kigon, for example, ishto, your own wife. V'eshes ish imo. And someone else's wife, Babayas, right? Your wife is in your house, and so is someone else, another married woman. Visavur, ain shame, Ella Ishto. You thought this is no one other than your wife. How this happened, I don't know. And anyway, Uba al Achas, you had relations with her. Uba Boker, and in the morning, Nimzu Shtehen, they're both there. V'lo yada al ezeba, and you don't know which one. They both say it was her.
Sounds like
they both say it was her, and you don't know which one. I don't know, they look the same. Maybe it's a sister. Maybe it's your wife's sister. So they look the same. They're twins. I don't know. Right?
If it's a sister, that's even worse.
Okay, but it's a mistake. Right. She's a married woman. No, it's your wife's sister. So it's worse. But I don't know. Can't think of another way. How can that? How can that happen? Right. The chain, or a much more common case that could happen, the chain, chayle v'shuman lefanav. You have in the refrigerator, you have kosher food, and then your maid has her non-kosher McDonald's in there, right? V'savar shtei in shuman, and didn't say McDonald's. It said some kosher restaurant for whatever reason in the bag, and you didn't realize, and you ate one. I said, then your wife comes up, which one did you eat? Did you eat from hers or did you eat from ours? I forgot. I don't know which one I ate. V'savar shtein shuman v'achal achas mehen. You ate one. Ul b'sof no delo sha'achas chelev. Then you realize, one of them wasn't kosher. But v'lo no da eze achal. You don't know which one you ate, right? That's when you bring an Ashem Talui, right? V'di yada ma'isi chatas nikeva. If you knew which one you ate, that's called the karvat chatas. Maisi the chatas nekeva called who? It cost any money the chatas. Afilu baz danke, even a cheap any animal's good. Vahashta, but now the lo yada, you don't know what you ate. Maybe asham zachor be kesef shkalim. You have to bring a male and it costs a kesef. Aval hacha, but over here, what's the suffix? What's the suffix by the asham talui by the wife of the cheresh? There's no one out of two. It's only her. It's only her. The only question is, she didn't know who it was. Okay, it's a mistake. Now the question is she married or not? That's not Hashem Talui. It's not one of two. Had your wife been in the whole same hotel, then it would be one of two. But your wife wasn't even there. You thought it was your wife. It's only one out of one. Right? Avalhacha shehastapik shehasafik tali bechaticha achas. There's only one suffix here. What's the suffix? Suffix aser, suffix heter. Lo maisi asham talui. So really, Rabbi Lazar holds the case of the truma. It is a suffix. It's a suffix if the truma is good. So why is it a suffix by the Eishes Ish? Because it's not one out of two. That's very simple. right? The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Mishumer Belazar, Trumas Cheresh, Lo Seite L'chulim. It doesn't. It's not like we said before. Keep on eating it. It's chul and a zar. Could eat it. No, bibnei shu suffik because it's a suffik. E severe like Rabbi Lazar. Asham tala lama lachayev. Sakamin achayev. Does it bring an asham tala if it's a suffik? The answer is that's a loophole. Bein chaticha mishtei chatichos. You have to have one chaticha out of two. Umi boy Rabbi Lazar chaticha mishtei chatichos. Does he even really require that? Iva Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Koi, Chayavan al Chelbo, Asham Talui. A Koi, if you eat that, a Koi, we're not sure what it is. We're not sure if it's a Chaya, we're not sure if it's a Behema. So the Chaylev of a Chay is Butter, and the Chaylev of a Behema is Asr. So you eat the Chaylev of a Koi. Now what is that? Do you have to bring an Asham Talui or not? So Rabbi Lazar said, you have to bring an Asham Talui. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel, Savalakala Bachada, Upligiala Bachada. Shmuel agrees with him on one point. He agrees with him on the point that it has to be one out of two. But he doesn't agree with him on but he doesn't agree with him at the Koi. Why not? Right?
The Kai is not a 1 out of
2. What?
The Kai is not a 1 out of 2. It's a suffix in the Kai itself.
I'm sorry. That's not the one. He agrees with him that what? He agrees with him that a suffix, he agrees with him that it's a suffix. It's a suffix if he has a das or not. Okay. It's a suffix if he has das or not. Therefore what? Right, it's a suffix. Not like the Mishnah Trumas. He agrees with him about that, but he disagrees with him about the Asham Talui. So therefore, Shmuel said, so we're not sure now, why does Shmuel hold that you don't have to bring an Asham Talui? Either because the marriage never got off the ground, so it's not Chal, or you have to hold, bring one out of two. We're not sure. Okay, but either way, we resolve this Gemara. Now, the Gemara has the exact same thing.
I understand the right from Kai, how Kai got in here. Kai is not a suffix. The Kai itself is a suffix, but you don't have two here. It's a Kai. It's either a Behem or a Chayev. That's the only suffix. So
what?
By Kai, it's not one out of two.
Correct. So, correct. So Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold you need one out of two.
Right.
He doesn't hold. So why does Shmuel hold? So why does Shmuel hold then that? Why does Shmuel hold that you don't have to bring an Asham Talui? Either because he holds, he does hold, you have to bring one out of two, or because the Baruch Hu Chal. Either one of those. Now they could tell me. Now others have the same Gemara in the opposite way. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi Amar Shmuel Eishes Cheresh Chiyavin Al Asham Talui. No, the wife of a Cheresh, if you have relations with the wife of a Cheresh, thinking it's your own wife, you do have to bring an Asham Talui. You do. Why? Because the suffix. Right? It's a suffix you didn't have or not. You do have to bring an Asham Talui. Aye, Mezi Chamisha Lo Tarmu. 1 second. But when it comes to Truma, a Cheresh is nothing. So maybe the marriage is also nothing. No. Savala Karbalazar. No, Hotza Karbalazar. That what? It's a suffix. Boy, Rabashi, my time with Karbalazar. Why does Karbalazar hold it's a suffix? So now, Mishpat Pshitale, it's for sure, the Cheresh Daita Kalishtahi, that a Cheresh has less das than a regular person. The Gemara assumes. Right? Umihu Misapkale, it's a suffix. What? It's halachic das. It's halachic das. A Cheresh could be a genius. We said this many times. It's halachic das. Halachically, they have less das than you and me. Why? Because they can't communicate. So that's no question about it. However, miu misapkale e daite tsalusa e lav daite tsalusa. Are there moments of clarity? Are there moments when they can get their point across? Are there moments? Ula olam chada daitehi, and really, it's all one. They have one existence. Meaning, either they have clarity or they don't have clarity. Oh, Dilmore, maybe pshitale daite kalishtahi v'lav daite tsalulahu. It's weaker das, but it's not consistent. Not consistent. Hainu v'hacha hainu taima. Kivon de'itim chalim. There are times when there are normal. De'itim shota. And there are times when you can't communicate with them. So there are different times. L'may nafkamina, what would be a difference about that? Lahoti is ishto beget. Right? Whether or not you can divorce her. It says, look at Rashi, the first skinny line. Lahoti is ishto beget. Cheresh meikaro, lurabal, a cheresh meikaro. Born a cheresh. Lurabal lazer, nechal lagarish, olo. Can that person give a divorce or not? You go in with Remiza, you go out with Remiza. El Rabbi Lazar, the Mashvila Safek, Mai. But according to Balazar, what about it? Safek over here? Maybe they have good das and they don't. Who knows? So, now back to the Gemara. I Amrit, Chada, Daitahu, Kedushin, Kach Gerishin. If you hold, they have one das. They have one, if their life is consistent. So whatever you said for Kedushin, you're going to say for Gerishin. The Amrit, Itim Chalav, Itim Shota. But if you tell me, sometimes it's clarity, sometimes it's not, then Kedushin Matzi Mekadesh, maybe the Kedushin was good, and Gerushin Lo Matzi Megarish, but you can't divorce. Why? Because when you got married, you were a little bit normal. Now you're not normal. What are you? So my take, there's no answer to this question. Okay. Now, I'm not sure I understand the question, but whatever the question is, there's no answer anyway. No, I'm not sure what the question, what is this? You could say that by a Shota. A Shota can have moments of... The shape, right.
We're not talking about Shota.
I know. So what do you mean a Cheresh has moments of clarity? Right. What does that mean? I hear that by a Shota.
Right.
Shota's not crazy 24-7. They have moments when you can get through to them. What do you mean a Cheresh? A Cheresh can't communicate. How does it mean? There's times that it can. What does that mean?
Something said Cheresh should be a genius.
What?
Something not complicated. So then
I understand that.
He's a genius, like you said. The Cheresh could be a genius.
Right, so I'm not sure what this means.
What does it mean that he's
correct? And the Gemara uses the Lashon, Olim Shota. Sometimes they're a Shota. What does that mean, Shota?
Maybe
Shota means that you can't deal with them. So, but I don't know what the... But anyway, it's Teiku.
Maybe it means he doesn't have clarity what you're trying to communicate.
And why sometimes he does?
Sometimes he does.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
If it's a simple sentence, maybe he does.
Now, then we said, the next thing was Neshtatis. Neshtatis was if the woman becomes a Shota. So if she becomes a Shota, Selim Gemara says, Amar Vitzchak, Dvar Torah, in the Torah, Shota miskareshas. A Shota can get divorced. You can divorce a Shota. Midi dehavi apichis balkarcha. Shota, you can divorce anybody balkarcha.
Right.
A Shota should be different.
That's not so simple.
Ma tam amra ena megaret. What? No, Minatora, you can divorce anybody. You don't need their permission. You don't need their consent. So what's the difference between a regular girl or a Shota? However, ma tam amru ena megaretches. Why did the Torah say, why did the Rabbanan say, you cannot divorce a Shota? Shalom, Yinaga Minog Hefker. You shouldn't mistreat her. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to her? You're going to divorce her. Where's she going? She's nowhere to go. She can't take care of herself. That's going to be a terrible situation. She'll be Hefker. She'll be wild. Hechi Dami. So one second. What's the case? Ilei Mediyad Lishmar Gitav Yad Lishmar Atma. If she knows how to guard her get, she knows it's a special document, and she knows how to guard herself, she can take care of herself. She might not have been all there 100%. She can, right? Most people are like that. Right? Most people like that. They take care of themselves, they go to work. They're crazy. Exactly. So most people like that. So me, Nagi, but Minog Hefker, she's not going to be Hefker. She'll be regular, she'll take care of herself. Ella, what's the case? Deinu das lishmar lo gitav lo atma. And she can't take care of herself, and she can't even take care of documents. She doesn't even know that the hashiva is to a document. Again, a bank statement, IRS statement, none of it means anything. So that Dvar Torah Shota Megureshes, even the Torah allows you to divorce such a woman. Va'amri, but it's said to be Rabbi Yanai. V'nosam biyada, so you have to give her the get in her hand. Mishi yesh lo yad legarish atma. She has to have a hand to accept the get. Yotzezu she ain lo yad legarish atma. She doesn't even have a hand. Mamash to accept the get. She can't even accept the get. She's not even the parsha. V'tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Another. Listen to this one. It says v'shalchem ibeso. V'shalchem ibeso. You send her out from the house. You send her out and she doesn't come back. Right? She knows. By the way, he threw me out. Yatsazu excludes this woman. She goes out to Chazeres and she hangs around. Says Rashi, unbelievable line. Rashi of Mibetha Vichazeres. Shekein Minach Hashotim She'ein Boshim. Because the Shota has no embarrassment, they have no shame. So she's still here. What are you doing here? I divorced you. Right? What are you still doing here? They have no shame. It's unbelievable insight. So she still hangs around. That's not a divorce. So that, even if the right is not a divorce. Shilcha means I send her out that she knows I can't stay here. She threw me out. I got to go find an apartment. Here, the shogun is still sitting here. What are you doing here? Right? She has no busha. So the Gemara says, lo tzmicha. No, the case is, deodas lishmar gita. Now she knows it's such a thing, important documents, that she has an idea. But the ain yodas lishmar atzma. But she, the wife said she can take care of herself. Do you tell her, that's a, I don't know, Declaration of Independence. Ooh, that's a very special document. I would never mistreat that. But Lamai said she can take care of herself. Right? Dvar Torah, Shota Miskareshev, Dodo Lishmar Gita. Minat Torah, that's a valid get. Why? Because she knows it's a special document. It's an important document. My husband gave me it. Very important. But Varma Rabbana, Lo Lifka, you can't divorce her. Shalom Ninak, but Minak Hefker. At the end of the day, she just can't take care of herself. So Midar Rabbanan, he stuck with her. Amar Abaya, Shdekanami. I'll prove that's true. Why? Diktani, it said, Gabe Dida, Nishtatis, by Dida, Diktani Gabe Dida, by the woman, it said, Nishtatis, Lo Yotzi. I'm sorry, but that's the man. Right?
No,
by her. By Dida, Lo Yotzi. For Gabe Dide, but if he becomes crazy, right? Yeah. Right?
That's it. So,
then it says, Lo Yotzi Olamis. He can't give her a get because he's crazy.
Because he can't.
How come by him it says forever and by her it doesn't say forever? The answer is Shmamina Ha Daraisa Ha Darbanan. Because him is a Daraisa. He has no Daraisa, so it's forever. Her, it's not Daraisa, so we don't say forever. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah, he asked the following question. He said, how come a woman that has a cheresh you can divorce? And how come a man who becomes a cheresh can't give a divorce? How come? So we don't know the answer. And the answer back, what do you mean how come? Because a man is the giver, right. So he has to have das, and the woman's the receiver, she needs no das. So what was his question? He didn't know that? He knew that. So the Gemara says like this: Ibailahu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ish pshitale. He knew a man can't give a get, but v'isha kam ibayale. His question was: maybe we should compare an isha to an ish, just like a man can't, a woman can't. Oh, Dilma, isha pshitale. No, he knows a woman can't. He knows a woman can. V'ish kam ibayale. And his question was: maybe we should compare the two of them. And just like a woman can, so a man can, even if he's a cheresh, he can still give it. So Tashma, they told him back, what are you talking about? Ein adoma ish hamagarish l'isha miskareshas. You can't compare. Sha'isha yotza l'rtzona v'shalol l'rtzona. A woman can get divorced, b'ratzon, not b'ratzon. V'ish ein amotzi el l'rtzono. But a man... can only do it by his ratzon, and if he's crazy or if he's a shoto or if he's a cheresh, he can't do it. Shma mina ish kami bayale. It's obvious that he was asking, why are we so machmer on a man more than on a woman? That was his question. His question was, why don't we compare a man to a woman? So machmer by a man. They answered in that. That was his answer. Adrabba, just the opposite. Bidgamale afzu kiyotzeba, and then the Mishnah said afzu kiyotzeba. Right? That what? That a woman that becomes a chareshes, a regular woman that becomes a chareshes, it's the same din, right? What was the same din? Afzu kiyotzeba. What was that case? The case was a regular girl that becomes a cheresh. She got full nesu when she was regular. Kiyotzeba, the same din. That what? Right? Shma mina isha kami boyale. So you see from here that he was really asking about a woman. Because we said that next case there in the Mishnah was afzu. Also the same thing if a woman becomes a cherish. So you see that the question was on a woman, not on a man. Now he was only asking according to their shitas, and that was follows. Lididi, according to me, I hold, and by the fact he asked this question, he obviously held. I hold they're the same. A man can't, a woman can't either. A man can, a woman can, a man can too. I hold it the same. Why? Make a hackish man to the woman. I hold it the same. There's no reason to hold that. There's no logic in that. But I hear, maybe people will get mixed up. Oh, the chul, but according to you guys, maishna isha u maishna ish. What's the difference? So they told him very simple. Amrulo ena doma isha mishkaresh hamigaresh la isha hamiskareshes. Okay. Next. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, this is a different Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, right? He said that if a woman is married by her father, even if she's a katana, and even if she's a chareshet, she's got everything going for her, they can still divorce her on a deraisa level. Why? Because the father married her off on a deraisa level. Right? Amar Rava, Meidusel Shrab Yochanan ben Gudgada, from this testimony, right? Amar le'edim, a guy says to Edim, Re'e get ze sha'ani nosein. Look at this get. I want you to see this get that I'm going to give to my wife. Va'amar la, and he tells her, listen to this, he doesn't tell her it's a get. He tells her it's some document. Kansi shtar chov ze. It's a document. Someone owes us money. Look at this. We're going to get money. Someone owes us money. Here, you keep it in the file. Here it is. And he gives it to her. Hereza migureshes. She's migureshes. Why is she migureshes? Because there's no element on her end of das. Just like the father, you can divorce her. She's a katana and she's a chereshes. She has no das twice over. You can still divorce her. Why? Das is irrelevant. So you can even lie to her and tell her this is some document. As long as he showed it to the Edom first. So the Edom know, it's taka get. And why is he doing this? The Gemara is going to say, because he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed to divorce his wife. So he's lying to her. Because if he tells her it's a get, she'll get out of... You take that get and you put that back, right?
Who's he trying to fool, the wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that to Mike.
Huh? He's not going to be... He has to give it to her. So he hands it to her. She's, what's this? What's this? It's a get. You take that get and you rip that up this instant. Right? And he's going to listen to her because he's afraid of her. So, Mila Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada Lo Ba'inan Daita. You don't need das. Hachanami Lo Ba'inan Daita. You don't need das. So the truth is Pshita. What's the point of this? What's the point of this Gemara of Rav's Chiddush? Of course, you don't need das. No, about the time I would have thought mid Amalei Nechasei Shtar Chovzeh, since he what? Kansei Shtar Chovzeh, since he lies to her and tells her it's a Shtar Chov. What's he really doing? Bitule Batla. He's nullifying the get. Kamashbon. He's not nullifying it. E Isha the Batla the Edim Havik Amalu. Because if he was nullifying it, then why did he tell the Edim about it? He didn't tell the Edom he's nullifying it. He told them it's a get. He only tells her that. Right? So why did he say this? Why did he do all this? Why did he say all this? Because he was afraid of her. He was embarrassed and he's afraid and he's shy. He lied to her. But really, it's a valid get. And what's the point of this? She does not need any das. Okay? Stop here. Now the next Gemara is going to go on talk about, right? The next Gemara is going to talk about they didn't have the key to get into the house. So they told them go have the kids bring the key on Shabbos. And it's going to get to the whole story about how you do having kids do a veris for you, whether it's all the whole non Shabbos anytime, all the parameters of that. That's tomorrow's daf. Everybody have a very good day.